off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Mama Gusto's Pizzeria, serving delicious pizza, homemade pastas, salads, and stromboli. Two locations to serve you in Lebanon, Illinois, and South City, Missouri. Family owned. Come see what Mom is cooking. Go to mamagustos.com.
Hi, this is Trish Gazelle. Join Martin Kilcoyne and me this Friday as we broadcast live from noon to 3 and help Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton kick off their grand opening weekend. Come by July 13th, 14th, and 15th for the grand opening celebration. Shop for hard-to-find firearm models, shoot on the state-of-the-art indoor range, watch competition and trick shooters in action, and register for prizes. All part of the Metro Shooting Supplies grand opening at St. Charles Rock Road and Fifi in Bridgeton. Stop in and say hi as Martin and I broadcast live this Friday from noon to 3.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
sluts and pornography
from it. So get
real nice, Paul. Real nice. People say, how come Paul Harris doesn't work there? Well, there you go. That's
Harvey.
The reason.
What?
Yeah, that was Paul Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July, what is today? The
10th
already. Whew. Edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The company who did our kitchen, man, I need to go have them pull the records and find out what year it was, because I'm not good at remembering when things like that. It was like 18 years ago. I need to find out exactly when it was. About 17 or 18 years ago, we had our kitchen redone, and then eventually all the bathrooms, and we'll tell you... why you should talk to the folks at Thompson Price before you make a decision on remodeling your kitchen, your bathroom, or home entertainment room. But first, let's tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months.
Sure do.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
She had the Wood Report earlier. Her name is Tina Dalpiez, and she's going to say hi to everybody right now. Tina?
Hi, everybody.
Told you. I can read her mind. I can read her mind. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. And while I was at the lake this past weekend, I met a guy. His dad has been listening since day one and listened to you back at KUSA. His name's Brian Scott. I just wanted to find out Brian
Well, there's
Scott.
A loyal listener.
Yes.
Way to go. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No, I'm not going to tell anything about it.
What?
Put on,
what?
Get a website. Rat Boy, he knows you guys have a band, Tina and Dan, so he's got a band.
Really?
Yeah, Rat Boy and the all what?
Cheese.
The all cheese band.
Oh, man.
That's a good one. Stupid. Oh, yeah. For anybody who loves polka, and I think that's just about everybody,
oh, yeah.
How can you not like these guys? Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Kind of like the All Cheese Band.
Yeah.
But not quite. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll call Tom Price. I'm going to make myself remember to do this and go, what year did we do our kitchen? And we'll see how close I am at guessing 18 years, 16, 18, whatever. Now, here's the point. After that many years, it still looks great because they're not interested in doing a kitchen that 5 years later has to be redone again. they might, you'd think, make a lot more money doing it that way, but they'd also lose a lot of business because people would say, well, you know, their stuff just doesn't stay current and it looks dated and you have to redo it. And no. What they do when they remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room, they literally have a way of knowing what things on the market are fads and are just temporary crazes and are going to go out of style, out of date, and going to eventually, in a short time, look dated. And they also know what things are going to stand the test of time. I'll give you an example. These cooktops, these glass.
I like those.
Everybody
with the red
used
lines.
To have a burner, either right. gas or electric coils. You go in a kitchen done today, and they still put in those. You know, and when I first saw those, I thought, and I still wonder, what kind of glass is it that can stand that kind of heat? I don't know what that glass is, some kind of tempered glass or something.
That those red circles are so cool.
Oh, and those are there's a name for those. They're halogen, like quick heat. It's like instant, comes on red. And that's for something you want to heat up real fast. And I have one of those burners too. Now, the other thing is, it was Tom Price who was the first guy to show me, and this, I'm talking almost 20 years ago. He showed me a bathroom in the showroom where you could see the TV in the mirror. The actual TV projection, the image was in the mirror, so you could see yourself and watch the Today Show while you're shaving. I still had a reflection, but I'm also watching television. That's 20 years old, that technology. But you see it in a bathroom today, and you still go, wow. Now, they've replaced the screen, obviously, behind the mirror with a flat screen, which is even easier to do now, by the way, because you used to have enough wall space or part of a wall on the room adjoining the bathroom. Everything is, everything has its day and its date and its expiration. What they try to do is pick out things that 10, 20 years later, people are going to walk in and go, wow, who did this bathroom? Well, the answer should be Thompson Price did it. Not associated or affiliated with any other remodeling company. And they don't do $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 remodel jobs. They just don't. When you're ready to do it right and get your money's worth and look in a room, stand in a room 10, 15, 20 years from now thinking, man, this is the best money we ever spent, then you want to go see the showroom in De Pere. It is on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. That's the Thompson Price Showroom. Or you can find out a lot, including directions to that showroom, at thompsonprice.com. Anybody watch America's Got Talent?
No.
I saw it once.
And that's very interesting to me because I thought the Howard Stern thing would create a lot more interest than it did. There's a kid on there named, and I've only seen it twice, but his name was Eden. And he's a piano player, I think. But he wore, maybe he sang and played the piano, but he wore a yarmulke. And they, you know how they show the footage of, let's look back at the story of, and they show the kid at home and the parents, and then they show them in the city they live and when they auditioned at the first initial audition. And all of that footage, he was wearing the yarmulke. So I get the impression he wears it all the time. Does anybody here know what the deal is if you're Jewish? I know that Jewish people, I know the guys don't wear the yarmulke all the time. Is that a certain sect?
I think some only put it on when they go to temple or whatever. But I don't know what the difference is to the ones that wear it all the time.
We need to look into that.
Maybe it's just they're more they're observant or stricter.
I think he wears it all the time. A very good friend came over to the house this morning, and we had a nice chat. And my daughter was at home, and we were trying to explain to her how when you're pretty, you have to be careful. You have to be careful of guys because people will take advantage of you because or the other girls will backstab you and be jealous of you when you're pretty. And then we got to talking about how there was an advantage to that, but a disadvantage to it. And how if you're a guy, you can be ugly and still be okay if you make enough money. And then we stumbled on this idea, and I think this is a good idea. There ought to be a class in high school, And the classroom is made up strictly of all ugly guys. If you think you're ugly, one, the teacher would have to determine and confirm before the class is started that year.
If you meet the ugly requirements.
Yes, you're ugly. You can get in. Mm. And then there's a class for real good-looking guys, really handsome guys. And the reason I think there should be a class like this is you need to teach really good-looking people that you'll get so far being good-looking, but then at some point your dumbness is going to come out and how stupid you are if you don't get an education. The class then needs to address the ugly guys and say, do not despair. I know you think you're not going to get any chicks, but if you will get this education and if you'll get smart
and make enough money, it doesn't matter that you're
ugly. It doesn't matter. And then put up a picture of Richard Branson.
Yes.
Virgin Airlines. Okay. Virgin Records, whatever. Put up a picture.
Steve
Buscemi. Oh, Richard Branson is butt ugly.
Oh, really?
Richard Branson couldn't be ugly.
Pull up a picture
of Richard Branson. Ugly. Steve Buscemi. Ugly.
Yes.
Pull up wealthy, ugly guys and go, see, don't let this ruin your life because as a guy, you can be ugly. Now, unfortunately, you can't have a class for ugly girls. Because all you're going to be able to tell them is, I'm sorry, you were dealt this hand. You're going to have a, it's true. It's true because we in this country tend to
not be fair
to girls who aren't, at least average looking.
Woman that makes a lot of money could probably attract the.
It's not the same. It's just not.
It's not. It's definitely not the
it's
same.
Not
but
the same. It's not fair. I'm the first to say.
I've seen some of those sugar mamas that aren't that attractive that get younger.
That's not as common as the other way, though.
No.
As the hot babes, smoking hot babes, who go for ugly rich guys. So we need to have these courses in high school. My friend also, when he went to his car, he said, hang on, I want you to hear something. And he had us a convertible, so he turns on a song that he had in the CD player. And it was Trace Adkins, and the song is Semper Fi. And Peon, the next time we do one of our, Veterans Day deal, we're adding this to our collection.
I have a couple, too.
What a fantastic song. Semper Fi, Trace Adkins. So if you get a chance, check it out. Now, on the way in today, on 270, and I don't know how we put a stop to this, these trucks that throw off these giant chunks of tire, these retreads, I saw a piece of rubber in the road, a piece of tire, the size of like a bicycle. I mean, this was a huge.
It's
piece.
Almost like the whole length of the
it
tire.
Was, yeah, it was curled
like the
shreds, up.
Yeah.
And it was like 6 feet long or something, curved, and it was a big hunk of rubber. If you'd hit it, it would have like torn your car up. What is that these trucks throw off pieces of their tire? That's why trucks have more than one, four wheels, because you know that two of them are going to lose the rubber.
And what is that? That's a retread?
Retread. Yeah.
Because it costs so much to replace a tire.
So they take an old ball tire,
add a layer on it,
and they glue tread over it.
That doesn't seem right that they should be able to do that.
Apparently it's not right because they fly off on the highway.
But it should be illegal because that's dangerous.
But they're not allowed to do it on the front tires. They're not allowed to put the retreads on the front tires. Yeah.
Well, so then the only ones that'll kill you are the stuff that flies off the back tires.
That's why.
That makes any sense.
Big hunk of rubber flies off. And by the way, if they put them on the front, it wouldn't hit me. If it flew off the front of the truck, the truck would run over it.
Maybe that's why, because they didn't throw the truck out of control. And
I guess it better to throw us out of control.
Yes.
That's why I can't stand driving alongside a truck. I'd like to go past them.
If that thing flew off and went sideways and hit your car, it'd come right through your window, side of your window. Just a real quick observation. There are promos running on TV for a new show that's coming on. And I'm just going to tell you, did you ever have anybody that you never really watched them on TV, but you won't watch them because something about them, you just can't stand them? Matthew Perry. Is this the guy with the new show Go On?
He has a new show coming out.
Yeah, it's called Go On. I will not watch it because I can't stand this guy. Oh. And I never watched Friends. There's just something about him.
He was funny on the Friends show.
I'm sorry. I can't.
And I like that other one, too, that was kind of about Saturday Night Live. It was a TV show. I can't think of what it was.
Oh, it was
something on the Sunset Strip or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you who else Sunset. I can't watch is that Lisa Kudrow. I can't stand to look at her. The one that looks like something stinks all the time. I can't stand her.
She does.
I don't want to watch anything she's in. It's not right. I know, but I can't do it.
I feel that way about Kristen Wiig, and you're
I know.
The totally opposite.
I love Kristen.
I do know. Too. I like Kristen Wiig.
If Kristen Wiig came to St. Louis and met me and said, I know this is crazy, but I'm in love with you, would you leave your wife for me? I'd have to say, yeah, I think I will.
Ooh.
I mean,
yeah, Kristen see, I don't Wiig, even think she's that attractive either.
I think she's hot and funny.
Man, we couldn't.
A combo that's hard to find. Got a nice email from Christine, and her last name is very similar to my wife's maiden name. And she says, I've been listening for several years, and I've been known to take your suggestions or two when purchasing something. My husband and I go to Osage Beach a couple of times a year. He golfs, and I shop. I've encouraged him. Listen to this. This is the wife. I've encouraged him to stop into Pistols Plus. What? How about this one?
Wow.
We have an arsenal at home. And just to check it out, because Frank talks about it, it's a great place. And she said, wow, this is nothing like any gun store we've ever been in. He's looking for a particular gun because I'm told, she says, you can't have enough guns. Yes, ladies, it's like shoes for you. It's just like shoes for you. So she said he wanted a Kimber Solo 9mm stainless. They didn't have it, but he talked with Randy. And 5 days later, Randy called and said, it's here. We went to Osage Beach, picked it up. We're the proud owners of a Kimber Solo 9mm stainless. And while we were there, we shot it and my Walther PK380. And I told him to keep advertising with you. What a nice email. Thank you, Christine. And thank you for going to Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. I appreciate that. Here's the story I told you yesterday that I would share with you. This guy is in the Guinness Book of World Records. He has more miles on his car than anybody, and nobody else is even close. His name is Irvin Gordon. He's in Bayshore, New York. He has a red two-door 66 Volvo P1800S that he bought new. He paid $4,150 for it June 30th of 1966. He is only 34,000 miles short of 3 million miles.
Oh, man.
He wants to reach the 3 million mile mark by the end of the year. He's 72. He drives it everywhere. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the highest mileage vehicle. He's been there since 2002. He was the first person to hold that record. He said $4,150 in 1966 was his entire year's salary. And he originally wanted a convertible Volvo with air conditioning, but it was too expensive, so he paid extra. Get this, in 66, he did pop for an AM FM radio, which was an extra $10. His license plate is MILNMILER, Million Miler. And then it just goes on to tell where all he takes this car. It still has the original engine. It's been rebuilt twice, but it's still the original engine. That is unbelievable. 34,000 shy of 3 million miles. Now, this next story, every once in a while, you just wonder, What is life all about, and how come some people get dealt the hand they get dealt? Here's a guy. I read this story this morning. He's in the National Guard. He goes for a training exercise in Guatemala. Now, first of all, you know that his family is thinking, whew, thank goodness that his National Guard unit didn't get activated and go to Afghanistan. They're just going for training in Guatemala. He's a public affairs broadcast specialist. Let me stop here and say, that's what I was in the Army. I was in public affairs, which means you write some articles.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little work at a Fort Hood radio station. You're not holding a machine gun. That's what he did. He's down in Guatemala, and this poor guy is killed from a tree limb that is knocked down by the rotor wash, which is essentially turbulence and wind from a helicopter rotor.
Oh.
It blows a tree limb and breaks it and hits him and kills him.
Wow.
Man, what is that about? That's the last thing you would expect. You don't sit there as a family praying and hoping, oh my goodness, I hope a limb doesn't fall on him. You're thinking, I hope he doesn't get shot. I hope he doesn't. Unbelievable. Very quickly, there was an article in the Post-Dispatch today about Bush the Fourth, August Bush the Fourth. He has won the first round in the civil suit, meaning they're going to keep the trial. And this is all about the girl that died in the Cape Girardeau area. And toward the bottom, here's what it says. It says, Bush is the former chief executive of Anheuser-Busch and a member of a family long considered St. Louis royalty. Really? Does anybody in here think of the Bush family as royalty? I don't.
I would consider them the Kennedys St. Louis.
If you go back to Gussie Bush, go way, way back. Dan, would you agree?
Yes.
Clydesdale's at the stadium.
Yes.
It really was Bush Stadium.
Yes.
Maybe then, but not for a long, long time do I think anybody has thought of them as royalty. And then the last thing I just want to mention, this couple that is in custody now, the kid that died in Edwardsville in the pond, and then they realized that the parents weren't paying attention, they neglected him, and they let the kid wander off and he drowned. And then they go in these people's home, and they've got their picture here in the paper. And the Madison County Sheriff's deputy said they went in the house and there were, and here's what it says, piles of human and animal feces. Let me just ask this. At what point does a person all of a sudden accept a pile of doo-doo, including human doo-doo, in your house on the floor? And how does it get there? Are you watching TV and you just decide, hey, I need to poop. I'll just drop one right here on the floor.
Oh, it was human?
Human and animal. But how do you pile up human doo-doo in your house?
Well, once you start a pile, I guess you just keep adding to it.
Hey, this is a great America's Got Talent. I want to go to take a poop, but I can't leave the TV. Man. I'll just squat by the couch and pile it up on the floor and leave it.
Once you do it once, why not just add to it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the pile was
guess
fine.
You get used to it.
Boy, if you watch that hoarder show, though, there are a lot of those people out there, apparently.
But what happens to somebody, normal person? Look, we used to have a big dog. And I would come home, and there's a pile of dog doo-doo in the dining room, like on the tile. I went insane. I'd go get my wife, and I'd go, didn't you see this? And it had been there all day, but she never saw it till I got home. I could smell. And I said, get this off the floor.
You told her to clean it
up,
right?
Yes, woman, clean this up. I couldn't stand it. I can't stand if a dog goes in the house. So what happens to people that their own human doo-doo is acceptable?
Screws.
I really these think people, something is mentally
Yeah, there's something
wrong.
Really bad wrong with these people. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, I don't do a good Italian accent. We've got a commercial that runs, and there's a woman on it that works here. She does a fantastic Italian act. I don't do that, but it's needed for this job. I'll do the best job I can for this joke, because it's about three guys, and they're talking. One is an Italian guy, one's a French guy, and one is a redneck hillbilly. And they're talking about things that drive their women wild, just drive them crazy. And the Italian guy says, when I'm finished making the love with my wife, I go down and I gently tickle the back of her knee.
I thought you said you couldn't do the accent.
Well, thank you. I tickle the back of a knee. I tell you now, it'll drive her wild. And the French guy says, that is nothing. When I finish making love to the wife, I kiss all the way down her body, and then I lick the soles of her feet with my tongue, and I tell you, it drives her out of her mind. And the redneck says, that ain't nothing. When I finish porking my old lady, I get out of bed and I wipe my wiener on the curtains and she hits the ceiling.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We're out. here in the O'Fallon area, and looking at eastbound, westbound 70, you're slowing down right before Mid River Small Drive opens up again after T.R. Hughes. Westbound 64, that's slow from the Science Center through McCausland, a little west of Spady out through Mason, and then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. You've got a couple of slow pockets there. They have opened up all lanes on northbound 255 between Route 3 and 157, so everything is rolling back to normal there. Downtown eastbound 64 is just a little slow now. Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and southbound 270 stop and go, approaching Olive through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV and HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Ernie Patti Collision Center presents Oops to Peace Theater. I'm your host, Judith Dalrymple. This evening, we'll follow the life of a typical American family living the high life in St. Louis, while the family's teenage son backs the family sedan out of the garage.
Oops.
The lovable neighbor practices chip shots across the driveway.
Oops.
And the negligent nephew puts one over the fence.
Oops.
Meanwhile, the lady of the house goes to the store and the wind blows a shopping cart straight into her fender.
Oops.
Ernie Patti Collision may not be able to eliminate all the oops on the road of life. Instead, they'll make your vehicle look as good as new. Go to ErniePattiCollision.com for directions, contact info, and to follow the daily progress of your repairs online. Ernie Patti Collision Center is your one-stop service for collision and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Patti Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count.
You know, getting your teeth cleaned can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a six-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement for those in danger of losing their home. American Foreclosure Services has a program for those who have fallen behind on their mortgage and are facing foreclosure. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. You may be in danger of being evicted. If you can no longer afford your mortgage, you may be eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program to save your home. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. The American Foreclosure Services Program is available to those who are struggling with mortgage payments and want to save their home. Call now and ask for the American Foreclosure Services Program to see if you qualify. Again, if you're behind on your mortgage payments, call to see if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services Program. 1-800-500-1929. That's 1-800-500-1929.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Tiny bubbles,
tiny bubbles
in the wind.
To Southern California we go.
Make me happy.
Where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be a perfect place to start, and you can take it from there. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Come on. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. We're getting warm here in Palm Springs, I'll tell you that.
I saw where by the next day or two, it's like 115.
Yeah, that's a little warm for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Paco's question, as you've heard, Snoop Dogg was arrested for marijuana in Norway last week.
I don't believe
week?
That for a minute.
Hard to believe.
What up, dope?
That's right.
All the rappers are going to be smoking dope now.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, I hope not.
No. How many times has Snoop Dogg actually been arrested for marijuana? I mean, actually handcuffed, put in a car, and taken to jail? 5 times? 7 times? 12 times, answer in just a minute. Latest on Tomcat, it is official that divorce is all said and done. It's quite interesting that the two never did speak to each other. Also quite interesting that the attorneys got together in New York and in Los Angeles, even flew in the same planes, chartered planes, while they hammered everything out. But it is basically a done deal now. May have a little more for you tomorrow. But is it just me, or is it a little odd that Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian, who were only married 72 days for the last 4 months, they've been trying to work out a divorce agreement for the last 4 months?
I don't know, but if you're an attorney and you're smart, do the high-profile stuff. Did you hear what Mike said? They went on private jets to work this out.
Yes.
That's the attorney job you want. In addition to billing $500 an hour, you use their jets. That's the way to do it.
It's interesting to me that the Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries haven't been able to work out their divorce agreement, married only 72 days. But Tom and Kate were married 4 years. They had a kid, hundreds of millions of dollars involved in settlements. They get this thing hammered out in 10 days.
Well, that proves to me that Scientology is the way to go.
Well, there you go. There you go. By the way, interesting enough, L. Ron Hubbard, his granddaughter, has quit Scientology. And the current president of Scientology, his father, has quit Scientology. Both of them quit today.
And Hubbard's mom refused to talk to him. Old Mother Hubbard. She actually went and lived in a cupboard.
Yeah. And I hear the cupboards were dry.
Yes, they were.
There you go. TV news, America's Got Talent ratings have slipped since moving to New York for the live shows. The show is overproduced now. It's too glitzy. And the new set, the new stage, the new lights, the moving stage, it's cheesy.
No, I agree.
And it takes away from the actual artist, the act.
I couldn't agree more.
I think it's just not good. ABC TV is going to spend millions and millions of to promote the new Katie Couric talk show. Get ready to get bombarded with all these ads every time you turn around, including ads in theaters before trailers are shown in the movie.
I can hear the photographers now. Over here, Katie, show us your gums.
Oh.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bottom line is the show will start in September. I got three odds and ends for you. First, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Was so good as the Black Widow in the movie The Avengers that she will play the Black Widow in her own feature film, and it will be called, any guess?
The Black Widow?
Yeah, the Black Widow.
Well, Peon, you're good.
Thank you.
He is all over this.
You must have read. You looked it up.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I probably cheated.
Yeah.
It's not an accidental wardrobe malfunction. When Rihanna's boobs pop out during every concert she does overseas.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every night, here comes those boobs come popping out, and then she quickly tucks them back in.
I don't even want to hear about this kind of thing.
I know.
Has anybody captured it?
When the media ask the promoters about it, they always say, well, it was just one of those things, an accidental wardrobe malfunction.
I believe
it. It's not accidental when it happens every night.
Mike, what? I don't even want to continue to talk about
this. You don't
stuff
want to
like
talk
that
about
this. That's the kind of show we do.
I know. Sometimes when I'm doing my report, my penis pops out.
Oh, my
God. It's unbelievable.
I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, we really don't want to hear about that.
I can't.
Yeah, no.
Michael Phelps says that he's gained 25 pounds after the last Olympics, but he has since lost that 25 pounds, says he is ready for the Olympics and the London Games. Well, I know how he lost the weight. He put down the bong. I mean,
far out.
He was smoking a lot of pot before that. Smoking a lot of pot before that.
And you get the munchies.
And finally. And when it ends,
I don't know why they applaud for the saddest part of the song.
You would think that people would be crying.
Yeah.
I work on that.
I don't get it.
Peon.
All right.
People mourning when I say that. Yeah. Can you work that out?
Yep.
I want that tomorrow.
Wailing.
Exactly. Yeah. Snoop Dogg dog arrested in Norway for marijuana. How many times has that boy been arrested for pot? 5 times, 7 times, 12 times.
Tina.
I'll go with 12.
I'm going to go 12.
I'll say 5.
I'll go 7 just to be different.
The answer is 7 times.
Idiots.
He was also arrested for murder, but he beat that rap. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Mike Evans. We're live Hollywood. Peanut hanging out. See ya.
I have an observation. The reason you losers all said 12 is because you're racist.
I said 5.
I believe he's a black man.
Yeah.
You chose to assume that he had been arrested 12 times because he's black. You're racist.
And he's a rapper.
I said 7. That makes me the non-racist in the room. Rest my case. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Now, let's talk about a... Do we have a little time here, don't we? We don't? Well, I think we'll do this, and if we have time, we have time.
All right.
I'll get back to what I was going to do. When people say, well, there's nowhere to go. You know, we don't have anywhere to go. We've seen this, and we've done that. If you don't include Chandler Hill Vineyards in that list of places we've seen, and here's the thing, even if you have been there, and it's on that list of places you've already been, you're still going to want to go back. It's still going to be at the top of the list of places you want to go, along with the places you've never been before, because I don't think anybody goes to Chandler Hill Vineyards one time. It's the kind of place that you might go with, you know, one person. Then you're going to go take another couple. Then you're going to go as a group. You're going to have lunch there with a group. You're going to have a meeting there. Take KTRS, for example. I can't count the number of meetings and get-togethers that we've... Yes, I can. None. But we're not typical. Most companies will have sales meetings or some kind of oh, whatever they were, strategy meetings, and Chandler Hill is the perfect place for that. Now, what a lot of people don't think about when they think about a winery is terrific food. I mean, like, the kind of food you'd be served in the finest restaurant. So that's exactly what they have. You don't want to, look, you don't want really good wine complementing mediocre food. And mediocre food doesn't complement good wine. So you got to have a great menu, and they have a great lunch and dinner menu. So whether it's a group, an event, wedding reception, the wedding itself, this place has an incredible view. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It's never too hot or too cold or too wet or too snowy, because Chandler Hill Vineyards was built with the idea that no matter what the weather is, this is going to be the perfect venue. They have a fantastic tasting room. It's huge, with a giant fireplace for the winter, and for weather like we have now, thank goodness that the heat is over, there is no more spectacular view than sitting out on that patio, that deck at Chandler Hill Vineyards. Great live entertainment and lots of it. Check their website to make sure you're not going out when there's a private event, and to find out what entertainment is there. You will never be disappointed in the wine or the food. And I don't care if you know nothing about wine or you know everything about wine. Chandler Hill Vineyards, only 15 minutes past Chesterfield Valley, off Highway 94 in Defiance, ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. You've got some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 70 from 170 through Lindbergh, and then it's stop-and-go again from Mid-River Small Drive to T.R. Hughes. Looking at westbound 64 here, it's a little bit better between Hampton and McCausland, but you are stacked up from Spady through Mason, and looks like from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, a couple slow areas there. Southbound 270, your backup starts right at Highway 64, goes down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, much better. It's just a little heavy now approaching Lindbergh through 170. This report is brought to you by Allstate. Get a homeowner's policy that's made for you with Allstate House and Home Insurance. It's customizable protection at an affordable price. To get a quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals? Text cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
This is Linda Albin, ABC News correspondent, London. I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Millhaven. We, of course, talk about the serious stuff that happens over here, my side of the pond, that affects your life. But I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw brings a middle American perspective to our conversations. For the latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun, it's McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 10 on the Big 550, online at KTRS.com.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Saliga Heating and Cooling, serving St. Louis City and County.
or visit SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater.
All right, we're out of here. We're coming back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go. I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.